नमो वेदायानं नमो लय सव साहूनं एसो पंच नमोकारो सव पापनाशन मंगलां च सवेसी परम अभय मंगलम
नमो नो चितारी मंगलम अरिहंता मंगलम सिद्धा मंगलम साधु मंगलम केवली पनातो दामो मंगलम Chitari Lugottama, Arihanta Lugottama, Siddha Lugottama, Sadhu Lugottama, Kevli Panato Damo Lugottama. Chitari Sharanam Paujami, Arihanta Sharanam Paujami, Siddha Sharanam Paujami, Kevli Panato Damo
Siddha Sharanam Pavajami, then Sahu Sharanam Pavajami.
Yeah, I realized that after.
Okay, fine, fine. Okay, so what we did, we studied in last session. We played a game, we all revised it all again, right? Dia?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now, of you all, who will tell me that 24 Tirthankars' name, that four lines we remembered about 24 Tirthankars' name? Who remembered that? Arjun, do you?
I know a little bit of the song, not the full song.
Okay. Jamin, do you?
No.
Okay. Arush? Do you remember that we learned four lines, Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan? Do you remember those lines, yes or no?
Yeah?
Do you know something of those, some lines, at least one or two lines? Very good. Very good. Suparsh Jinrai. No. Wait. Arush, wait. First, let's see how much Arjun remember. Arjun, please.
Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padmam, Suparsha, Jin Rai. That's like all I remember.
Okay, first line only. Okay, Dia. Dia, tell us.
Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padma, Suparsha, Jin Rai, Chandra, Rupa, Chita, Shyasa, Jin Vasa, Pooja, Poojita, Surai, Vimala, Dharma, Jasa, Ujjwa, Shanti, Kuntu, Aramayi, Manai, Muni, Surata, Nami, Nemi, Pasha, Tabu, Vardaman, Vada, Pushpa, Chadai.
Excellent, yeah, excellent. Arjun, Arush, Jamin, do you remember the name? Do you remember the name of 24 Tirthankaras at least? Arjun, 24
yes.
Tirthankaras. Okay. Arush, do you?
I am.
How many do you remember?
I don't really know how much I remember.
Okay, fine, but you remember some.
Okay,
Yeah?
what?
You remember some of the names, right?
I don't remember.
At all? Or some? Okay, fine. I'm asking, how many REMs do you remember? Not 24, then how many? 5, 6, 10, 12? Okay, fine, fine. Jamming 24 Tirthankars names.
I know most of them.
Yeah, okay, start, tell us.
Rushabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandan Swami, Sumatinath, Padma Prabhu, Suparshanath, Chandra Prabhu, Suvedinath, Sheetalnath, Vasa Pujya Swami, Dharmanath, Maulinath, Muni Suvrat Swami, Naminath, Neminath, Darshanath, and Mahavir Swami.
Okay, fine. Did he name 24? Arjun? Okay, fine. Arjun, how many do you remember?
I'll just tell you how much I know. Can I start?
Yeah, you start naming them.
Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Pradna Prabhu, Suparshwanath, Chandrabrab, Pushpadant, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, Vasupuja, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharamnath, Shantinath, Kuntunath, Aranath, Malinath, Munisavratnath, and then the 21 and 22, I can't pronounce them very well. I always get mixed up on those two.
Okay, fine. Next.
Parshwanath and Mahavir Bhagwan.
Okay, 21, 22, any idea you have?
Well, I know it's Nemi. Is it Nemi
yeah.
Not? And then
yeah.
Meeny Not?
No, the first one is, 21st is Nami Not, Nami. And the 22nd
Nami
is Nemi. And Nemi Not, yeah. Nami Not, Nemi Not.
Nami Not, Nemi Not.
Yeah. Very good, Arjun. Okay. And they are members of the 24. Okay, fine. So, how many Tirthankaras do we have? 24. All the time we have 24 Tirthankaras or 23, 25 Tirthankaras also we have?
What?
All the time we have 24.
We have 24 Tirthankaras only, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And how many Bhagwans do we have? How many Bhagwans?
Infinite,
and Tirthankaras 24. Fine?
Yes.
Okay. So, who was the last Tirthankar presently?
What?
Last?
Mahavir
Who was the last? Mahavir Swami was the last Tirthankar. Who was the first Tirthankara?
Rishabhdev
Bhagwan. Very good. Okay. Fine. Now, do you know what we are? The soul. What is soul? Like, what is Tirthankara? What is Siddha Bhagwan? Siddha Bhagwan is what?
Bhagwan.
Bhagwan, okay, Bhagwan, but he is what? He is Bhagwan, it's okay, but Siddha Bhagwan is something, like, right? Siddha Bhagwan is one object whom we call Bhagwan. So what substance is he? Who is he? Who are you? Okay, I'll ask this question to Arush. Arush, who are you?
I am a Jain.
You are a Jeev or you are a Jeev? Jeev, very good, fine. So I'm asking you, what is Siddha Bhagwan? Yeah. See, Arush is a Jeev. Then what is Siddha Bhagwan? Who is Siddha Bhagwan? Siddha Bhagwan is what?
I don't know.
Okay, I have not, taught you yet. So, I'm just asking you if you know anything. You can guess. Okay, fine, Arush, very good. So, Arush is Jeev. German, so what is Siddha Bhagwan?
Siddha Bhagwan is, he has destroyed all eight karmas.
Yeah, that we know, that's why he is Bhagwan, but what is he? Okay. Arjun, what is Siddha Bhagwan?
He is Bhagwan, he is God.
Yeah, that's why we are calling him Siddha Bhagwan. But what is he? Absolutely. What is he? Okay.
He's soul.
Oh, he's soul. Fine. Okay, we'll keep your answer aside. Diya, what is Siddha Bhagwan?
Jeev.
Jeev. And Arush is what?
Jeev.
And Diya is what?
Jeev.
So, Siddha Bhagwan is also Jeev. Diya is also Jeev. Arush is also Jeev, Arjun is also Jeev, Anubhav is also Jeev, Jaimin is also Jeev. So everybody of us are Jeev?
Yes.
Arjun, is Diya correct?
Yes.
Jaimin?
Yes.
Siddha Bhagwan is Jeev or not? How many of you doubt that Siddha Bhagwan is not a Jeev? Nobody? Okay, so now my question is, when I am a Jeev and when Siddha Bhagwan is a Jeev, when I am a Jeev and when Tirthankar Bhagwan is a Jeev, then what is the difference? Why is he Bhagwan and why am I not? Who will answer this question?
Because Diya. They got true happiness.
Yeah, they have got happiness, but why? They are also Jeev, we are also Jeev.
Because they have destroyed karma.
They don't have body.
They don't have body, they have destroyed karma, they got happiness. Anything else?
They got moksha.
They got moksha. Very good. And what, Arush, do you want to add something? What is the difference between Arush and Siddha Bhagwan? Yeah, Arush, tell us.
They don't come back to the earth.
Excellent, very good. And? Yes, what? What? They remain what? Say, you're saying it correctly. Yeah, say. See, Arush, if you say something wrong, we are not going to scold you, we are not going to say something to you, okay? So you can say anything you want to, okay? Say. Yeah. So, Arush, you are going to tell us the difference between you and Siddha Bhagwan. So, first is Siddha Bhagwan is not coming back to this earth. What is the other one?
The difference between us is that Siddha
what?
Always stays in space and we, I am in earth and he has special powers and I don't and I'm prayer for him and don't prayer for me.
Okay. How many Siddha Bhagwan eats food? Arush, Siddha Bhagwan has lunch daily, breakfast, lunch.
They don't.
No, they don't. But Arush
the
has.
Difference is that they don't have a body.
Oh, they don't have a body. Fine. So they don't have food. They don't speak. They don't go to school, they don't go to play soccer, they don't go to bed, or they don't go to temple even, right? So simply put, then what is the difference between us and Siddha Bhagwan is that Siddha Bhagwan does nothing, but we do everything. Am I correct? Am I correct? If we did you say that, see, Siddha Bhagwan doesn't eat, we do. Siddha Bhagwan doesn't go to school, we do go. Siddha Bhagwan doesn't do, he doesn't read, he doesn't speak, he doesn't drive a car, he doesn't play. But we do all these things. So can we say that Siddha Bhagwan does nothing and we do it all?
No.
See, Asha, okay, tell me what Siddha Bhagwan is doing then, Arjun.
Having fun.
Having fun? Doing what?
I'm not scared.
Okay.
Having fun somehow.
Okay. Arush, Siddha Bhagwan does nothing and you do everything. If we say this, will this be a correct statement? Arush.
Yeah.
This will be, yeah, because actually we are doing everything and Siddha Bhagwan is doing nothing, right? Okay. Jamin, what do you think?
Yeah.
We are doing everything, yes or no?
Yeah.
And Siddha Bhagwan is doing nothing, yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dia, what do you think? Dia? Siddha Bhagwan is enjoying happiness, okay? But how? He's not doing anything. Yes, say.
He's Atma.
He is what? Atma.
He is
Yeah, he is in moksha. The Bhagwan is in moksha. Very good. He enjoys happiness. But my question is, what does he do? He is doing nothing. What do you think he does?
He is in his name, in his atma.
But he is, what is he doing in his atma? Anybody of you? So what we conclude is, we do everything and Siddha Bhagwan does nothing. So who is superior? We or Siddha Bhagwan?
Siddha Bhagwan.
Are? He is doing nothing and we are doing everything. So who is bigger?
He has done everything to achieve the happiness.
Are, okay, he is happy, but he's doing nothing. He cannot even eat. We can see, we can do so many things.
He has done everything.
What?
He has done everything.
He has done what? They are repeat. Achha, he has done everything, like
atma, moksha.
Okay, so Diya, you want to say that we eat food, we play, we go to school, and Siddha Bhagwan doesn't do all these things. But what does he do? He practices soul. Right? He gets liberated. He enjoys happiness. So,
yes.
So what are the things that should be done? Playing games?
No.
Talking?
No.
Eating?
Yes. No.
Then what?
We should achieve happiness.
This means if we are thinking that we do so many things, and if Siddha Bhagwan is doing nothing, what does it prove to you?
We should try and achieve happiness what Siddha Bhagwan has done.
And then we'll have to do nothing.
Yes.
Okay. But my question is, all this we are doing, is it worth doing?
No.
Arjun, Arush? Yeah, see, Diya is very straightforward. She's saying no. What do you all think? I mean, no. First, let this thing clear, like, what does Siddha Bhagwan do exactly? I'm not getting it. Is he really doing nothing?
No.
Okay. Okay, who is Bhagwan? Who is Bhagwan? What is the definition of Bhagwan? Now who will tell me Bhagwan is? No, I'll ask. Arush, who is Bhagwan? Yeah, say whatever you know, yeah. Yeah?
Bhagwan is a person who completed his life and did good job in his first life. And
so person who has done good job in his life is Bhagwan?
Yes.
In which company does he job? So having a good job and doing it very well makes you Bhagwan. Or doing something very... Okay, but what is the definition? Arush, we learned some definition and you told us, once upon a time you told us that definition. One who is completely...
happy.
We are talking to Arush Archer.
I do.
Arush? Yeah, Arush. Yeah, who is Bhagwan? Yeah, tell us anything about Bhagwan. Yeah, what? Bhagwans are infinite, but what are they? Who are, I mean, whom do we call Bhagwan? Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, fine, fine. Jaimin, who is Bhagwan?
A Bhagwan is someone who has destroyed all
karmas and yeah, all the eight karmas, that is Siddh Bhagwan. If four karmas, that is Arihan Bhagwan. Now, what, or again, what else?
They have Samosharan? I mean, they
have...
don't
have Samosharan. They have or they don't?
They don't.
Okay, so Bhagwans don't have, but Tirthankaras have, fine. No, my question is, who is Bhagwan? What specialities do Bhagwan have?
They are infinite.
Okay, fine, fine, fine. Arjun, who is Bhagwan?
Bhagwan is someone who is completely happy.
And
he's completely happy, and
we all are missing one important point, and that is the answer to all of the questions. Dia, what is
he has
Bhagwan?
No karmas.
Are, it's okay, he has no karmas, fine. Dia, who is Bhagwan? Whom do we call Bhagwan?
Bhagwan is Vaitragi, Bhagwan is
Sarvagya. Oh. Anybody ringing any bells? Who is Bhagwan? Bhagwan is someone who is Vitragi and Sarvagya. Dia, what is Vitragi?
Vitragi is free from all attachments.
Yeah, free from all attachments and delusions. Okay, Arjun, now do you remember we learned Bhagwan is somebody who is free from attachments?
Yes.
Yes. And Dia, who is Sarvagya?
Who knows everything?
Okay. So, Bhagwan is somebody who is free from attachment and who knows everything. Arjun, now remember?
Yes.
Jaimin, who is Bhagwan? Bhagwan is someone who is free from all the attachments of this world and somebody who knows everything. Arush, now is it clear who is Bhagwan? So Bhagwan is somebody who is Vitragi and Sarvagya. Vitragi means who is free from all the attachments. Sarvagya means who knows everything. Now my question, what does Bhagwan do? What does Bhagwan do now? Bhagwan is Vitragya and Bhagwan is Sarvagya. So what does these two attributes make him do? See, first one is free from all the attachments. So this means he is no worry, so he is completely happy. So that we know that Bhagwan enjoys his happiness. What about Sarvagya? Bhagwan knows everything. So what does Bhagwan do? He knows. He is knowing at this time. He was knowing in past hour and he'll know again. He'll know, you know, in the coming hours. So what does Bhagwan do? He knows. So knowledge is his job. Is he not knowing? Or he is? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Bhagwan is knowing or not?
No way.
He knows everything.
He knows everything. So he knows everything at one shot or he continuously knows I mean, he's knowing now, and after this, he'll take a rest for 5 minutes and he'll not know. And then again, he'll start. Does this work like this?
He always knows.
He always knows. So knowing is not doing anything, what? Knowing is doing something or not? Yeah, it is doing. What does he do? He knows. So what does our Siddha Bhagwan do? They know.
They know everything.
They know everything, and they know everything every moment, okay? This moment is also they're knowing everything. The next moment also they'll know everything. Right? Anybody disagrees with me? So
no.
We just found out that what Siddha Bhagwan does. What does he do?
He knows everything.
Jaimin, what does he do?
He knows everything.
Arush, what does Siddha Bhagwan do? Yeah? What? He knows everything. So knowing is his job. Okay? He doesn't have to eat. He doesn't have to speak. He doesn't have to sleep. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He doesn't have to play. He doesn't have to cry. He has to do nothing but to know. So he knows everything and he enjoys happiness. So he's free from attachments and enjoys happiness. Therefore, he's Vitragi. And he has complete knowledge. Therefore, he is Sarvagya. Therefore, he knows. So, what does Bhagwan do? He knows. Now, again, my question. Then, if Siddha Bhagwan knows, what do we do? Now, Arjun, you tell me, do you play soccer?
Yes.
So, who are you? You are? Yes? You have to think so much to answer. Who are you?
I'm a soccer player, I guess.
Okay, no. See, Arush, when I asked him, was a soul. He was a jiva. Now, what are you?
Jiva?
Oh, again, all of a sudden, from soccer player to a jiva. How? Decide, a soccer player or a jiva?
Both.
Okay, we fix you that you are jiva. I am telling you now, okay? You are jiva. Dia, you also are jiva. And Jaimin and Arush, you also are jiva. Okay, fine. Now, Arjun, tell me, who plays soccer? You play soccer, right?
Yeah.
So, at the time you kick the football, which part of your soul works?
I'm not sure.
Which part of your body work?
My leg.
Your leg, your feet, so. But which part of your soul? You see football, so you know football. You see there is this goal point. You direct yourself, and on that goal point, you determine yourself to kick towards it, right? So at this time, what Arjun's soul is doing, it is knowing, right? Everything, like where the goal point is, where do I have to kick, which...
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Knowing or kicking?
Knowing.
If we consider you jiva, so what does Arjun's jiva doing? Knowing or kicking? The kicking is being done by his leg. Leg is a body, separate thing. But what does Arjun is doing?
Knowing.
Anything other than knowing?
No.
So, precisely, if we see... Jaimin, Arush, Dia, and Arjun. Precisely. If we see, so whatever we think we are doing, actually we end up only doing this knowledge thing. We only know. All rest of the work are being done by this body. Not think anything. You write, your hands hold the pen. You know something that you have to write. So at this time of writing, you just know that, oh, I have to write this. This thing is there, I have to write this. So your soul is just knowing. But the work is being done by body. So what did you do? Yeah, you knew. So other than knowledge, Siddha Bhagwan does nothing. But my question is, other than knowing, what does Arjun do? Yes, say.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, the word is nothing.
Okay.
So, Diya, Siddha Bhagwan only knows, but do we do something other than knowing? No. Like Siddha Bhagwan, we also only know.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got disconnected. Yeah, so.
Hello?
Yeah, you all can hear me?
Yeah, it just be like you faded out.
Yeah, now am I clear?
Yes,
okay. Jamin, Arush, Diya. Okay, fine. So. Now, what we conclude is that Siddha Bhagwan has complete knowledge, so he knows completely, okay? But every moment. Unlike him, we didn't have complete knowledge, but we have some knowledge. So we also do this knowledge thing. So, Siddha Bhagwan is Jiva, I am a Jiva. Siddha Bhagwan is knowing, I am knowing. So what we conclude is knowing, the knowledge thing, is the main job of the jiva. So, I am a jiv dravya, I am jiv, I have knowledge, and I know with this knowledge. Am I correct?
Yes.
Right. So, Arjun, you are not a soccer player, but a jiva, and you have this knowledge. And with that knowledge, you know. Diya, you're not a girl, but a soul, okay? And you have knowledge. And therefore, with this knowledge, what do? You know.
Hello?
Hello?
Anubhavji must have got disconnected and is probably dialing in. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I was kicked off. It said the moderator has disconnected.
Yeah, I mean everybody got kicked off, so I guess they are joining back.
Oh, I was on mute. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a second, please. I guess,
Hello. Yeah, I just got disconnected. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, everybody is here on me? Hello?
Jamin's here.
Arjun?
Yes, I'm here.
Arush? Okay, India is here only. Okay, fine. Where were we? What are we now? Okay, now, Jamin, you will define yourself now. What are you? What do you do? And what do you have?
I am a Jeev.
Very good.
I have knowledge.
Yeah, you have this attribute of knowledge. Yes, and then?
Wait, what was the last question?
My question was define yourself. What are you? What do you have? And what do you do?
I have knowledge and I use it.
You use it doing what?
Playing.
You know things, right? You know. So, you know with the knowledge, attribute you have. Okay. Arjun, define yourself.
I am Jeev.
Very good.
And I have some knowledge.
You have some knowledge, okay, and?
And I do nothing.
Okay, fine. Dia, define yourself.
I am Jeev.
Very good. And what do you have and what do you do?
I know.
Yeah, you know because you have bought, you have knowledge attribute. Fine. See, what happens in India, na? We take pathshalas, okay? So what do we do, right? We have huge group of students, okay? So we ask them, who are you? And then they all shout us back, Jeev, 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 3 times. Okay, so then we ask them, what do you have? So they say, knowledge. And then what do you do? So they say, we know. Because this is what we are doing and this is what our Siddh Bhagwans are doing. It's not like that we are doing many things and Siddh Bhagwan is doing nothing. They're doing those same things which Siddh Bhagwan is doing. The only difference is that we think we are doing these things too. But actually we end up realizing that we don't do them. Like, I used to think that I play soccer. But now suddenly I realize that no, I am just knowing at the time of playing soccer. The whole playing work is being carried out by the body. Right? So,
right.
Precisely, I do nothing other than knowing things, right? And therefore, I am Jiva, because Jiva is someone who has knowledge. So, who has knowledge is known as Jiva. So, any object which you think is knows, okay, he's Jiva. Like a small ant, she's walking and she's following something. So she's walking. Why? Because she's living. So how do we know? Because she knows that anybody who has knowledge is a jiva. Okay? Fine. So what are we? We all are jiva. Am I clear till this point?
Yes.
Jaimin? See, we had to play the game, but Natasha is not here, so I guess Jaimin's team will go weak. So we'll play the game in the next week. Okay? So I'll tell you a story today.
Sure.
Sure? Okay.
Yeah. So,
anybody of you have, heard the name of Raksha Bandhan?
Yes.
Dia has. Anybody else?
Yes.
Arjun, have you ever heard Raksha Bandhan?
Yes, I have.
I have.
Okay. Okay, Jaimin have. Arush, have you? Arush? I don't think Arush is in the class. Okay, fine. Okay, so I'll tell you today. So anybody has heard the story of Raksha Bandhan?
Yeah.
I don't know the story.
You know the story of Raksha Bandhan?
Oh, wait, no.
Okay. Jaimin, do you?
No.
Dia?
No.
Oh, okay. Nobody of you knows. Okay, fine. So we'll listen to the story of Raksha Bandhan, okay? Many, many, many years back, many times back, okay? It's centuries back. There was one kingdom of a king, okay? And in that kingdom, you know, how many Parmeshtis do we have?
Five.
Yeah, five. We all know five Parmeshtis, right? Arhant Parmeshti, Siddh Parmeshti, Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti. Out of these Parmeshtis, three Parmeshtis are Muniraj. Right? Which one? Which one, Jaimin? Three Parmeshtis are Muniraj, monks. Which one?
Arihanta, Siddha, and Upadhyaya.
Okay, Arihanta, Siddha, and Upadhyaya are Muniraj. Arjun, which three Parmeshtis are Muniraj?
Acharya.
Yeah.
Adu.
Sadhu.
And
Upadhyas. Jaimin, it is not Arhanta and Siddha. Arhanta and Siddhas are Bhagwan. Muniraj are next three. Acharya Parmeshtis are Muniraj. Upadhyas Parmeshtis are Muniraj. And Sadhu Parmeshtis are Muniraj. Okay? So in that kingdom, at that time, Acharya Akampanacharya. His name was Akampanacharya. Okay? Akampanacharya. Fine? So Akampanacharya, he was Acharya Parmeshti. He came with his group of monks that we call Sangh. So Acharyas have Sangh. They are the leader. They are the principal. Okay, I told you that they have just like a classroom system. Okay, there is, it's a whole school. So there is one principal, Acharya. Then they have Upadhyaya Parmeshti, is a teacher. And they have many monks and students. So Akampanacharya has 700 monks in his group. How many?
Seven.
How many monks?
Seven.
700 monks in his group. So how many total Munirajas reaches that kingdom?
701.
Oh, very good mathematics. Cool. Who was that? 701? Arjun.
Yes.
Okay, fine. See, so 700 Muniraj are in his group and Akampanacharya alone he is one. So there are total 701 Muniraj, okay? So he approaches this town. What happened in earlier, what used to happen? Munirajas or Acharyas, Upadhyas, Sadhus, they do not live in the city, right? They do not live in the towns. They live in the jungle, okay? So in the jungle, near that kingdom, all these 700 Munirajas came. So now, whoever was there in the jungle, one of the men saw Muniraj. So he bowed down to Muniraj and he was very happy. He saw 700 Muniraj. Usually we don't even get to see Muniraj, and he got to see 700 Muniraj. So he was very happy. So he ran and he approached the king. And he told king that, Maharaj, your highness, in our kingdom, in the jungle outside our kingdom, there are 700 monks who have arrived and they are doing or practicing their soul in that jungle. So that king got very happy and he, you know, honored the person who has given him this, you know, information. He honored him with the gifts. And then he announced in his city that, okay, now the king will go for the darshan of the Muniraj. So they organized whole, you know, this kind of rally type, rally kind of a thing. Because in earlier days, the king used to go to see Muniraj with all his, you know, kingdom. So everybody used to follow him. So this king announces in all his city that we'll go to see Muniraj for the darshan of Munirajas. So now, what is there? There are four, you know what is a mantri? Hello?
Minister.
Oh, Dia, you have a good Hindi. You know what minister is, Arjun?
Minister is kind of like a...
advisor?
Yeah.
Right? So, earlier, these all Maharajas, these are kings, they used to have this ministers, the mantri, for their advisories, okay? So this king had four mantris, okay? Four ministers, okay? Are you listening to me, right?
Yes.
Fine? Yeah. Okay? So now, see, this Akampanacharya, when he approaches jungle, so he sends something, because the Munirajas, they have special kind of knowledge with which they, you know, they kind of have some feeling about something wrong is going to happen. Or we should be very careful here. Here the people are not very good. Here they may occur a danger to us. So Akampanacharya sends something, you know, fishy in the air. So Akampanacharya ordered all his group that, if all these people come to visit us, please be in dhyan only. Don't answer any of the person. Don't say anything to any person. You know, don't even discourse. Don't give them blessings. Don't do anything. So, what do we have to precisely do? You don't have to speak anything if Prisa comes. So, see, Akampanacharya is the group leader, so everybody has to obey. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens in this between, that one of the Muniraj, it was the morning time, and one of the Muniraj whose name was the Shrut Sagar. What does his name was?
Rishabh Sagar.
Not Rishabh Sagar, Shrut Sagar. Shrut Sagar. What was
Shrut
his name?
Shrut Sagar.
Shrut, S-H-R-U-T, Shrut.
Shrut Sagar.
Yeah, Jamin, what is it? Shrut Sagar. Say, Jamin. Not Shuddh, it's Shrut. Shrut, S-H-R-U-T, Shrut. Shrut Sagar. Yeah, very good, Shrut Sagar. Okay, so while Akampanacharya was giving this order to his group, Shrut Sagar Muniraj was out for his, you know, Ahar Charya. Ahar, you know what Ahar is? I told you another story, Ahar.
Food.
Yeah, food. When Muniraj goes out to have food into the city, it is called Ahar. Okay? So, at this time, Shrut Sagar was being to take his Ahar. So, he was not aware of this order from Akampanacharya that they have to not speak to anybody. Okay, so now every Miraj in his, you know, practicing his soul, everybody's eyes are closed and they're sitting idle, okay? And this Raja and whole kingdom, whole is, you know, his all people, all kingdom, the people of the kingdom comes to bow down to the Maharaj, to take the darshan of Maharaj, okay? And they all come, they read stutis, they read chants, they read pujans in front of Maharaj. But no Maharaj answers them. Okay, so now these four mantris of Maharaj, okay? So they were not Jain, okay? So they kind of had jealous the Jain people and Jain monks. So now, what do they say? See, the king is very religious, okay? But these four ministers of the king are not very religious. They're kind of jealous about Jainism. Okay? So now, none of the Maharaj is speaking to anybody. So now, these four ministers get the chance to say something bad about the Muniraj. So they say to king, see Maharaj, see your highness, these Munirajas very, you know, they don't speak even. So, the silence is the sign of a dumb, okay? One who knows nothing is always going to remain silent. So the one who has no words has no wisdom. So therefore, why are you going down to these Maharaj? Because they don't even know how to speak. Why are you going down to these? So Akampanacharya had ordered to everybody not to speak anything. So they didn't speak. So Maharaj said, no, no, Jain monks are very intelligent. Okay, so no, you say shut up, no. So these, all the four ministers, you know, they just tried to prove it. But they couldn't because none of the Muniraj were speaking to fight with them, to have words with them. So everybody, all the people does this darshan thing and now they start to return because Muniraj was not giving them this upadesh or this discourse or pravachan. So now these all are returning. Now in this, while they're returning, from there, Shrut Sagar Muniraj was returning from Ahar, after taking his Ahar. Okay, so he has no idea about the order. So now, from looking at the Shrut Sagar Muniraj from, you know, he was coming, approaching them only. So they were returning there towards the kingdom, and Shrut Sagar Muniraj coming from the kingdom towards the Sangha, Muni Sangha. So now, this mantri is again see, and they say, see, one more bell is coming. Okay, he called Muniraj an animal. Okay, so now Shrut Sagar Muniraj thinks that he is calling all of my colleagues, all of my Acharya, Akampanacharya, and my all other 699 Muniraj an animal. So, Shrut Sagar Muniraj, if he would have called Shrut Sagar Muniraj an animal, it's okay. But what did he say? See, one more animal is coming. So, Shrut Sagar Muniraj really felt very bad that he is calling Jain Muniraj, all the 700, his Akampanacharya, his, you know, principal, and all the Muniraj, an animal. So, he felt really bad. So, Shrut Sagar Muniraj, so, okay, these all four ministers stopped by and started questioning Shrut Sagar Muniraj. So Shrut Sagar Muniraj also started answering them. So the four mantris told Maharaj, their king, that see, now we'll check how intelligent the Muniraj are. So they started doing this, you know, kind of debate with Muniraj. And Shrut Sagar Muniraj was Jain monk and his name was Shrut Sagar, means he was very intelligent. So within minutes, he, you know, made all these four mantris lost, you know. So these four mantris started questioning him and then Muniraj asked him, okay, tell me who are you? So four mantris started saying, what is he asking? You can't see, we are human beings, we are mantris of this Raja. So Shrut Sagar Muniraj said, dumb, I'm not asking what are you. I'm asking, who are you? So what were you? So then later on, Shrut Sagar Muniraj proved that those four mantris were animal on that jungle only, and they were, you know, 100 foots 100 feet behind, there was skeleton of those four Muniraj when they were animal. So now it was proved that those four, you know, mantris, they were animal in their pre-ages. So these four got, you know, lost with the Muniraj, and in front of Maharaj, they got insulted, right? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you getting what is happening?
Yes.
Sagar Muniraj had the order not to speak anything. But as Shiv Sagar wasn't aware of the order, he spoke to these four mantris, and they all did debate, and Shiv Sagar Muniraj just made them lost, you know, he won. In within seconds, he proved what, that those four mantris who were calling them animals, their skeleton was lying just beside them. So they were animal actually. So in front of the king, they all got very insulted, and everybody of the kingdom, you know, bowed down to Muniraj, and they started, you know, doing puja of Muniraj again. So now everything ends. The king goes his way. The Muniraj approaches this thing, his Akampanacharya, the Muniraj. So now Akampanacharya Muniraj. Now what usual practice is, when a Muniraj comes back from Ahar, he says everything, whatever happens, to his Acharya Parmeshti, because they are the principal, so they have to inform everything whatever has happened. So Shiv Sagar Muniraj says to Akampanacharya, Acharya, see, I have been to Ahar, while I was returning, this happened, and I have won. I just made them defeated. So Akampanacharya fell in shock. Oh my son, what did you do? So see, Shiv Sagar was very happy that he defeated them. But now all of a sudden he realized, oh, I did a mistake. It was order from Akampanacharya that I should not talk to anybody. And I talked and I touched the ego of four mantris which are not even Jain. So Akampanacharya was in real shock, and he was very, you know, like, what have you done? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. What has he done? He has, you know, made all the four mantris defeated, right? So it was a huge, I mean, so now Akampanacharya was in very shock. So now he said, son, see, what have you done? Now, what will happen if anything goes wrong? Those four mantris will attack all 701 of us, and not only you. So Akampanacharya thinks, Shiv Sagar really feels very too bad that what has he done. So he just feels so guilty. So no, Acharya, I know, I cannot make this danger to this 701 monks. So Akampanacharya says, what will you do now? So this Shiv Sagar Muniraj says, okay, what I'll do, tonight I'll practice my soul on the same place where I discourse with them. Because if they'll come to approach you all, they will meet me first, right? So if they have any problem with me, if they have any anger on me, they will finish that anger on me, and then you all will be saved. So Akampanacharya's favorite sadhu was the Shiv Sagar Muniraj, because he had abundance of knowledge, okay? He was ample of knowledge. He was very intelligent. He knows this Shiv Sagar Muniraj, so he was very favorite. So Akampanacharya said, no, I cannot give this much danger to you. No, I cannot allow you to do this. So Shiv Sagar Muniraj says, no, I must go, because if I don't go there, then we all 701 Muniraj will be in danger. So Akampanacharya Muniraj, being very sad, says, okay, you should go there. So as a prayashchit, okay, as a punishment for himself, he takes, who gave him punishment? Akampanacharya gave him punishment. He himself decided that no, I should not do this, because I have done this crime and I should take the punishment myself. So he goes and stands there all night there. Now these four mantris, they are feeling very insulted, okay? They were insulted in front of the whole kingdom that they were animal. Come on, so it touched them very badly. So now they decided, no, we should kill these Muniraj. So now in that night, they comes out into the jungle and they started to approach those all 701 Muniraj. And then while approaching this Muniraj, he falls in the way where he see Chirsagar Muniraj was standing and practicing his soul. So now they started giggling. Oh, see, this man made us defeat. Okay, now we'll finish him first. Okay, so they all surround Muniraj. Okay, and then they take their sword to cut Muniraj and they take their sword into the air. And suddenly, the time they want to hit it, they got freeze. Okay, so now what the position is, like they have their hands with sword, but standing in the air, okay? So they have this action, the Muniraj is in between of these four monks and all are freeze like a statue. There was one of the dev in jungle who is known as Vandev, the dev of the jungle. So he freezed them because he was also again the lever of Muniraj, so to save Muniraj, he frees them. So now, all night long, these four mantris were standing like this only. Now morning happens, the sun rises, and all the kingdom, some people from the kingdom started to take darshan of the Muniraj. So now when they come, so they see in the way that, oh my God, what these mantris were doing over here. So they just inform the king comes, and he gets so angry, what were they trying to do, they were going to kill Muniraj. So, the king was so much angry, so he says, what shall we do? So now the Muniraj comes back from this dhyan and say, no Raja, don't give them punishment, release them. So they get unfreeze, unstatued, okay? So they are not statued. So Raja was very angry. So he decided not to give them, death. But what did he do? He painted their all body with black color, made them sit on a donkey, and made them roam in whole city, sitting at the donkey with black head, and he made him go out of the city, out of the border of the country, and I mean, they just, prevented them from coming, they made them out of the border. Okay, fine, this much story is we are listening to today. After this, what happens, how Raksha Bandhan started, we'll listen in the next part, okay? Hello.
Okay,
so just remember from this point that what has been done, that those four mantris are expelled out of the country, okay? Fine? Okay, fine. And remember one thing, what do you do? I'll ask you in the next class, what do we do? Who are we? We are G. What do? We know. With what? With the knowledge we have. Fine? And revise in the next class, revise the chapter Dev Darshan, because I'll be asking from that chapter, and revise whole because we'll be playing the game too. Fine?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. So, today we learned something very important, that we know nothing but knowing. The knowledge is only that we do. Every other thing is being done by this body or any other thing, because the soul's very purpose is to know. And also Siddha Bhagwan is knowing. He's not doing anything other than this. And he's complete. Means only knowledge is the thing to do. Nothing else is the thing to do. Okay? So now we'll conclude. Arush will say Ramar and Tarnam. And Diya will say Chattare Mangal Path. We'll join our hands and close our eyes. Yeah, Arush is not there, I guess. Okay, I'll say Namo Arhantadam, Diya will say Chattare Mangal Path. Namo Arhantadam, Namo Sethadam, Namo Ayariyadam, Namo Vachayadam, Namo Loe Savasahuram. ऐसो पंच नमो यारो सर्व पावक प्रणासिनो मंगलारम च सर्वे सिम परमन हो ही मंगलम.
Chattari Mangalam, Marenta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kirtananto Dhammo Mangalam, Chattari Logutama, Arahanta Logutama, Siddha Logutama, Sahu Logutama, Kirtananto Dhammo Sinna.
Okay, Jai Jinendra, thank you very much.
Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.